You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank you all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Shout out to Williams Tire, Nobles Networking, Red Circle, putting a little change in my pocket, all the corporate sponsors. Thank y'all. Today with me, I've got somebody who aggravated the shit on me, shit out of me, on TikTok to get her on the show, and then her and her fiance just drove fucking 1 million miles to be here through a thunderstorm, so... I want to introduce y'all to Miss Libby Knight. How are you doing today?
You know, I thought it would take more than just three videos on TikTok to get you to message me back, though.
I don't have a very big following.
No, shut your mouth. I don't even have like 200.
Well, content sucks.
Well, hey, I'm trying.
I didn't even get your videos to start off with. I didn't understand. What was the video, the first one that you did? I guess what she was trying to do on TikTok was, I'm going to tag Josh Terry in a video once a week or whatever it was until he has me on his show. And the first one I saw that you did was like, what packets were you throwing out on the table? Because I still don't understand what the fuck that was.
So I was going to do one a day. Well, after day two, I forgot because I got bored and I got tired. I work too much. So
your own content didn't even entertain you.
It was sad. It was a sad truth. But so I have like my full-time career. I have two side gigs and a podcast that I'm starting. And so one of my side gigs, I clean people's living rooms to make them buy this air purification system, right? And this bitch from Chicago paid me in fucking gummy bears. I'm talking...
She paid you in gummy bears?
She wanted to give me a tip because they weren't going to buy it. And I was like, no, it's fine. Like, this is what we do. It's whatever. Because when people do buy and they have, you know, good credit, I get a good little chunk back. So it was fine. And she was like, no. These... And she had like a... I don't know, what's a Chicago accent? I'm thinking Brooklyn, New Yorker, and that's not what I want.
That's exactly where I was fixing to go with it, too, to be honest with you.
She was like, no. These are, that was not
that
even
was fucking
it.
Puerto Rican,
that was
racist.
That was completely wrong.
What the fuck was that?
But she was like, no. She was like, you have to take some of these. She pulls out a huge-ass box, I mean, big enough for me to fit in. And she's like, here, you got to take these. They're fresh. I just ordered them from Chicago. She was from Chicago. I was like, all right, like, I'm not going to say no to gummy bears. So I had a Walmart bag of gummy bears. So I figured, you know, if I showed a little bit of belly, maybe I'd get some extra views because I'm not showing nothing else on TikTok like these other girls.
Well,
But it worked. You like that belly. It's all right.
It's nothing wrong. I got a belly. Everybody, I don't care. So the reason you had done all that, though, is because you're starting your own podcast, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of your podcast?
It is Libs on Life.
Libs on Life.
Yeah.
It's a good title.
Yeah.
I like that.
Funny story. Libs came from when I was working in Gainesville. Riley Cooper, who I'm pretty sure got canceled for saying a dirty word that we won't say.
Is he the guy from the football stadium that got caught saying the N-word at a Kenny Chesney concert?
He did. Dirty guy. So... when I worked in Gainesville, he played for the Gators. Dude's tall as fuck. I'm 5'1".
Well, he's a goddamn athlete.
Right.
A D1 athlete. What do you think?
I mean, he was kind of a big deal.
They don't look like me.
Well, I'm 5'1". His man pec, when he hugged me, was at like the top of my forehead, right? And I just remember him coming in shopping, and he was like, you know, he kept saying like, oh, these clothes are real clean. They're real clean. And I was like, yeah, bro, like they're brand new. Like I didn't get what he was just trying to be cool. So when I said that to him, because I called him out on his bullshit, he was like, all right, Libs, I respect that. And I was like, all right. He took my nickname and gave it a nickname, so I ran with it. So thanks to Riley Cooper, who's now canceled.
Is he canceled?
I think he might still
be in the NFL.
Well, we'll look it up.
I'll look it up. It's worthy of a Google. I'll look it up. I want to see if he is, because I hate cancel culture. I got canceled. That's why I have this fucking show.
No.
So
I hope not to get canceled.
You should hope to.
Yeah.
The only reason why I say that is because if you're doing stuff to get canceled,
right,
that means you're entertaining. And that means that you're pissing off certain people. Mm-hmm. Now there's some things.
There's a fine line. Yeah.
No, he's 33.
He went to the Eagles after the Gators.
He did.
And I was proud of that because Tebow did the same thing, and I was proud of him too.
I'm a big Tebow guy.
I mean, I'm from Gainesville.
That's huge. How old are you?
I'm 30.
So you would have been. He went to school there.
Prime time, baby.
High school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's
no, he
he's
went to high school in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. No, he's out of the NFL. He played 6 seasons in the NFL, so he's out of it.
Okay,
But no, yeah, I hadn't heard his name in a while.
Yeah, so that's how that happened.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah. So with your podcast and some of the things that you're wanting to start doing, I always like to. I feel like I have to pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's my role is when someone approaches me, they're starting a show, especially if they, like, want some tips, they want fucking whatever.
For sure.
I feel like everybody does, because really podcasting is your last real form of freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I can get canceled, but they probably not.
Well, I'll be honest, I have no idea what I'm doing. I was like, I'm just going to talk into my fucking phone, because I don't even have a microphone.
Yeah, you got to fix that, kid.
I'm going to get it. You know, we got to work on them side gigs, getting that money
these,
in.
The mics you're talking in right now, these Shure's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't get these right off the rip.
Oh, okay.
Joe Rogan made me get this fucking shit right off the rip.
He would.
I love Rogan.
Yeah. I don't dislike him.
Badass kicker, too.
Yeah. I've never been like, oh, I'd suck that guy's dick. I'd probably do a line of coke off of his and then be like, let's do it.
I don't know about what he's looking like right here in particular. He's looking a little rough. That's Post Malone.
Because this entire episode, him and Post Malone are tripping on DMT. This entire fucking episode.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. DMT.
Yeah. What is DMT?
DMT is.
Can you just talk in the mic? Like, I love you.
I love you, baby. All
right. Everybody, Chris Scott.
Chris Scott here. Fiance. Hey, y'all. Nice to meet y'all. How you guys doing?
When we get people in the background of the room, they don't realize they want to be on the podcast until they're like, hey, I want to be on the fucking podcast.
He's just peanut butter and jelly.
It's okay. So we added another fella to the podcast. So enjoy. But anyway, DMT is it's a hallucinogenic, but you can microdose it. So your trips aren't as whatever. I've never done it. I want to fucking do it so bad, but my brain is already fucked up. I can only imagine the bullshit that I'm going to see.
I'll just tell you this real, real fast. So I was on a trip in a foreign country, technically, and I decided that I was going to try like an edible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do drugs. I've never really done anything. So I was like, oh, you know, and my boyfriend at the time kind of talked me into it. It was 25 milligrams or MCG, whatever.
Yeah, THC.
Yeah, 25. Avid smokers start with like 8 to 10. I couldn't feel my fucking legs. So like, can you just do that first? Because we just met, but like, I don't want you to die from whatever that is.
I don't think I'd die. Like, as you see, and for those who don't know, behind us right now on the big screen is Joe Rogan and Post Malone. I just turned it on and was listening to it because it's one of my favorite episodes. Cause they're fucked up. Like, but you can't.
I'm so
they're not
scared.
Bad.
I can't
up.
Tell at all.
You can't. Really? Well, when you microdose, they say. First off, like with the hallucinogenics, the reason I want to do them is it opens you up completely differently. Like they say that after you do it one time, it is when you become a completely different person, and it's like you shed your skin.
Like, that sounds terrifying.
No, it doesn't.
To me.
Think about this. You've been programmed since birth to see the world one way.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say that's a lie. Like, a lot of people say that we have been, and I believe in like conspiracy theories and all this type of shit, that We have been trained to see the world the way that people want us to see it.
You're going straight Men in Black on me right now.
It's not that deep.
Okay.
This kind of is.
Because I'll be Agent L and you can be Agent J.
Anytime.
I'm down.
But they say that once you do those things, it completely opens you up to where you start seeing things differently. Not like freaking out or whatever, but it's all of a sudden, it's like, I wasn't made to just work a 40-hour week.
I already feel that way.
Yeah, well, that's what, some people it's deeper.
I got you.
Like the Indians, they do this thing. It's called ayahuasca. Ayahuasca is literally being used now by people who have brain disorders.
Oh.
Because it rewires things. Like fucking start sending shit places that they said never could be fixed again.
Oh, wow.
Like it's a big thing with concussions. Like, there's so many people that are UFC, NFL, they're starting to look into doing the ayahuasca because this story's done got so big that, like, HBO Sports or whatever it is, Brian Gumble, where the fuck his name is, they did a whole thing on it. Like, people who have severe concussions that are even Parkinson's.
Wow,
okay. This stuff is supposed to fucking get you going again.
We just watched Back to the Future. Yeah. We were talking about that.
What the fuck does Back to the Future got to do
with it? What's his name? Has Parkinson's, right?
Oh, Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
I usually say bad jokes about him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
But I see
what you're saying. It basically kind of like resets the mind.
It reprograms you.
Yeah,
like, right. It actually doesn't reprogram. It gives you a chance to wipe the slate clean of the bullshit. Yeah.
Oh, I'm down for that. My anxiety is awful.
Well, they say that depression and anxiety is something that from birth, that all the experiences and things that we've been through is what caused us to have it. We were not born with
100%
depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that shit didn't hit till like high school with Marsha.
Mine too.
Yeah.
So it's where they say that doing those kind of things, it starts to take back some of it. Like it starts to reset you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of people microdose. They're doing right now, it doesn't make you trip. It doesn't make you like fucking...
Yeah, see leprechauns and
shit. It don't make you none of that. It opens you up. That's why I'm interested in doing it. Now, if you go way over on the microdose, you're going to fucking trip.
Yeah. So is it illegal, technically?
I'm pretty sure it's super legal.
Okay, cool.
I don't think that it's anywhere close to legal.
For legal purposes, this is all a joke right now.
No, it's not. Well, for y'all, it is. For y'all, it is. It's for real as fuck for me. But I also, until I started listening to podcasts and I started listening to Joe Rogan, and I see how successful he is and I see how he functions. Like, if you were to watch somebody who does a lot of coke.
Oof.
I'm just the only example I give. And they're like, oh, this is why it's good, because I got all this fucking energy and everything, and I'm gritting my teeth. My teeth are flat.
God.
You wouldn't take it seriously because their life's a fucking mess because they're a coke kid. Okay, there's no reason for you to be like, I want to try this. This looks fucking horrible.
Right.
You see this guy who's worth fuck you money and is the most successful person ever in this business.
Yeah.
And he tells you why it's good. He's not getting fucking paid from a DMT company. Like
his DMT dealer is like, thanks, man.
Yeah, he's
appreciate you.
Definitely not. He's talking about it because it's something that's actually helped him.
Is it a pill form? Are we crushing something and putting it where the sun don't shine?
I'll be real with you. Don't fucking know.
Okay.
I know that back in the 70s and stuff when they had acid, like it was a stamp.
It was like a little film.
Yeah, it was film or whatever that you put on
your tongue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like those little Listerine things that were awful. Like that.
I would
like,
think so.
They
maybe.
Burn through your tongue. Something I'm not like down that. For that.
Yeah, it basically dissolved on
give me,
your tongue.
Give me a pill or something. We'll just boop, and there we go. We'll be fine.
The only pills I like is Adderall.
I've never taken an Adderall.
You've never taken Adderall?
I have never. I've heard good things.
I'm sorry.
Maybe shit would get done around the house.
Making you focus.
Boy, fuck. I grew up with ADD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd take Ritalin as a child. And I didn't appreciate it as a child.
But now you're
but
like,
as
yes.
As an adult,
okay.
Give me an Adderall and set me free.
Yeah.
I will clean this whole place.
I will
place.
Get a lot of shit done.
He said, set me free.
Yeah,
Jesus,
fucking,
take the wheel.
He needs you sometimes.
Telling me.
So with you reaching out to me, it's because you want to do your own podcast. You was telling me a little bit about the book and everything.
Yeah.
give everybody like a meat and potatoes version of, you know, what made you want to start? And then we'll get into your life a little bit.
Yeah, so, God, anybody who knows me and knows my mom, her name is Marsha. Shout out to Marsha. We love her. We've come to terms with her craziness, whatever. But I think it's just gone through the dude shit that I've gone through. Like,
The dude shit.
I don't know a better way to put it. Between getting cheated on, ignoring red flags, all those things. I've talked about that. And then I've also sprinkled in a little bit of true crime because I'm a little obsessed with that on the way here.
What are you obsessed with?
Murder? No.
No, you keep going. We're fucking all about
murder. She is obsessed
with
murder. So,
she's obsessed with people killing their fucking selves. That's
what no, not killing themselves. Oh, my God. No, that's suicide. That is not murder talk.
Well, that's
anyway,
all the same shit.
Even on the way here, I just looked at him because we don't know where we're going. We've never met you till now, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're cruising. I just looked at him and I was like, this could be how it ends. Like, this could be how it goes down.
And I was like, why that the fuck would you say something like that?
He said it would have been a great story.
Oh, my God.
I think like, worse. Like,
it's fucking pouring down rain, man.
This is a serial
killer. It is a setting. It was a setting for the perfect serial killer story. But so long story short. Before I met the lovely Chris Scott to my right, dated this guy. I'm not going to say wasted. I'm not going to say that I regret anything. But I'm going to say that I grew up a lot in that last relationship. It was my longest relationship. It was 4 years. Dude lied about every fucking thing. And I know that sounds so common. Dude lied about a child, a life.
Yeah, that was one of the things when you messaged me, I was interested in knowing.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get into that too. We can. But he just lied. I mean, lied about having degrees. And what kind of brought everything down for me was I have an older brother, or I had an older brother. He was 17 years older than me. Marsha got around a little bit. It's all good. But
it's okay.
We all have. So he was an alcoholic. I did not know that. He came over here from where he was living, New Mexico area, and basically he drank himself to death. And I get a phone call. My mom can't handle it. It's her fucking kid. I get that. I have no relationship with this man who's my half-brother because he was 17 years older than me. I'm 30. You know, I mean, we just didn't grow up together. And this fucker wasn't there. Like, he told me he was going to come and be there for me and wasn't there. And then come to find out, he had his own issues with alcohol. Doing really well, I think, now, which is great for him. But meat and potatoes, he tries to make up, gets me crime con tickets. I'm obsessed. I mean,
crime con?
Crime con.
Is it what I think it is?
It is exactly what you think it is.
Because I go to fucking Comic-Con in Atlanta next month. I'm so geeked up about it.
So we'll go back to the Nancy Grace story. Take me back to that. But he takes me there. This is his, like, apology, right? And for me, this is the last-ditch effort. Like, you've already lied about a child. You weren't there for me when I literally went through the hardest thing in my entire life, watching my own family pass away. Even though we didn't have a relationship, he was still my fucking brother.
Yeah.
And so all those things happen. I meet my favorite podcast people. We're walking around Louisiana. I've never been there. It's Pride weekend. There was some crazy shit happening.
I bet they're fucking
I was. Mean, I was
Pride weekend in Louisiana.
It was amazing. I was there for all of it. And I turned to him and I said, you know, I've always talked about writing a book. And I looked at him and I said, I think I could do a podcast. I just met my favorite podcast people. And he looks at me and he goes, you can't do that. I'm sorry. What? And I was just like, okay, this is it for me. We went on to buy a house together, but it's only in my name, so it's fine. Ignoring red flags. So anyway, we get past that, but that's how it kind of came. You know, I finally like told him like, look, I'm done, and I was like, I'm gonna do it. And then I met Chris, and I said, hey, if you can't handle red lipstick, high heels, sound like a fucking country song, but those were the things I wasn't allowed to wear, wasn't allowed to do.
Sound like Kelly Pigler to me, so I was definitely all in, bro.
You know, that's a bad bitch.
But that's how it went down. I was like, listen, I need you to be able to handle all of this, and if you're down for that, let's do this. And where you are.
How long were y'all single before y'all started dating?
maybe a month. It really wasn't very long. It really wasn't. It really wasn't. And I was against it. But, you know, I wanted someone to tell me that I was pretty and get me free food. So I'll be honest about it. That's what I wanted.
That's what every woman really wants. Yeah. They don't want tall, dark, and handsome. They want fucking somebody's going to feed them.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. For sure.
No, I just, the whole, I don't believe, I'm like going on a hot ass minute of being single. Like, mm-hmm. 2 years. Mm-hmm. I don't believe you just jump from relationship to relationship. I think it's bad.
You shouldn't.
I think it's bad. But also, there's special cases. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's special cases in everybody. Mm-hmm. I know some friends that usually, they can't help it. It's like they have to have someone. Mm-hmm. And that drives me insane. It's like, how the fuck can you be good for someone else, but you can't even stand to be alone?
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking for, I started going to therapy because it was that bad. My anxiety was that bad. Dealing with all him, getting him out of my house, everything, and
do drugs.
I can't do drugs.
I'm fucking idiot.
I mean, for
that's my answer to everything.
Right, like for legal purposes, you know. Yeah. But so I, what was I gonna say?
Why your anxiety was so bad? You started going to depression.
Therapy. I started going to therapy, and I tell the lady, listen. I gave this one guy a chance. We went on a date, and she said, ooh, girl, pump the brakes. And I was like, nah. Like, I had been done for the last year. I had found myself for once in my life. You know what I mean?
That makes a big difference. If you were already done, but you were still there, I mean, I can get that.
And we were only, like, in a part-time relationship anyway. He was only there every other weekend when he didn't have his kids, or kid, because he never even got the one that he lied about. I mean, it's a whole thing. It's awful. Ask me what you want to know. I'll tell you everything.
I want to go back to fucking Crime Con. Okay. Fuck this guy.
Dude, no.
I want to know tell me more about Crime Con.
Dr. Henry Lee, he's a forensic scientist, worked on JonBenet, OJ's case, The Staircase, Netflix. You ever watch that? He's in there.
I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
Shook the man's hand. Like, nipples are getting hard. I was so excited. But it was just a whole thing. And then we get in the wrong elevator. His drunk ass, because he's an alcoholic, and I didn't know this completely at that time.
Yeah.
He pushes the wrong button, and I remember, like, I'm, like, yelling at him, like, come on, man. And we go up a couple floors, doors open, Nancy Grace steps in, her husband and her kids, and I was just, like, just freaking out, starstruck.
That's fucking awesome.
Like, no, so it gets better. So she, I'm trying to be calm and collected, you know, it's a celebrity. I was like, let me just, like, keep it down. And I turn to him, and I'm like, you know, nudging, like looking, and I'm like, you know, like it's, you know, Nancy Grace. And I said it like 3 different times, and he goes, Paula Deen. I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, he was just being stupid. Fuck. He knew who it was. He was just fucking with me.
He's just fucking with
yeah,
you.
So it was fine.
I probably would have done that too,
to be honest. So I, you know, he was like, can she get a picture with you after we get out of the elevator? Because again, I'm like calm and collected. I'm a classy lady. Let me be, you know.
I'd have slapped her on the ass.
So,
I told her, we're taking a damn picture.
So she said yes. We go up a couple floors, or we went down a couple floors. Lady comes in. She's freaking out, right? And I was like, see, that's why I didn't want to be like that. I didn't want to be a crazy celebrity lady. So we get out. She actually broke away from the crazy woman, came over to me, and she put her face on my face for a selfie. Like, her face touched my face. She was really soft, and she smelled amazing. But rich people typically do.
The guy who is one of the main attorneys in the JonBenet Ramsey case is Lynn Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm going to his house next weekend.
You shut your fucking
mouth. Well, I just did an event with him like 2 months ago. There's a woman running for governor here in Georgia, and I got to be buddies with her.
I listened to some of that, yeah.
So I'm like on her team and shit, right? So I got to open up like at a speaking event for Lynn Woods in March. March or April, whatever
I'm like
it was.
Sweating that you're telling me.
So
like,
next weekend, he's got like this $100 million fucking plantation home in South Carolina.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't know how much it's actually worth, but he told us in Dalton when we went to the speaking event that he'd been offered $100 million for it and he turned it down. So we're doing this fundraiser thing for Candace next weekend.
What about the conspiracy theorist guy?
Lynn Woods. Yeah, he's fucking,
that's what I'm trying to remember where I heard that name from. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you another place that you heard it besides for that. You remember last year, the kid, or maybe a year before, kid who had the MAGA hat on the steps somewhere And CNN had completely fucked up the story.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly.
And made this kid like get death threats and all this type of stuff.
Oh my God,
yeah.
A child?
Yeah, he was like 18, 19. Yeah. He was high school to early college age.
But like a kid, yeah.
Anyway, Lynn Wood was the prosecuting attorney and got that kid $200 million from CNN.
Ooh.
So like Lynn Woods is a fucking beast.
Yeah.
But he's also crazy.
And yet we still don't
say it, man. He's got some crazy conspiracy theories.
He's awesome though, dude.
But yeah. Yeah.
Well, then why can't we, like, I mean, we all know, well, first of all, who do you think did it?
What?
John
parents did it.
I think
the brother is, the brother
is
actually
the culprit,
did it.
Yeah, and I think they covered it up.
I think the brother did it, and then the family covered it up.
100%.
I can't figure out, unless the dad was a kid diddler. I don't think he was, though.
Yeah.
That's the only other scenario. I think the son had anger issues, or he was jealous that his sister
100%
was getting all the attention.
Mm-hmm.
He accidentally killed her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was. I don't think he meant to do it. If he did do it,
yeah.
And I think that's what happened.
100%.
I think that's what happened.
I wanted to make sure we could still be friends.
And then the family covered it up
100%
because they'd already lost one kid. They didn't want to lose the other one in prison.
Right.
Unless the dad's a kid diddler. The mom didn't do it.
No.
The mom, there's no fucking way that mom
was
obsessed as she was with that.
She was named JonBenet. That's literally her dad's name.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like,
I think it was the brother. Yeah. I don't think anybody broke in the house.
Mm-mm.
And I think, if I remember right, because I've watched so many fucking documentaries on it.
Right.
I think that the family was already connected with the police.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they probably put in a phone call
mm-hmm.
to somebody that was high up.
Mm-hmm.
Asked them exactly what to do.
I mean, I think they used some of it because, and we can dive real deep into this whole, you know, John, the dad, was obsessed with movies, different stuff like that. He had tons of movie posters. And if you read back over, you know, the ransom note, it was something
theatrical.
From a movie. Yeah,
it was
100%.
As fuck.
Mm-hmm.
The random, they shouldn't have done none of it. But the note fucked a lot up for me because that's when I started thinking it was the dad.
Because
I remember, like, at one point, I was like, fucking him.
Well, they had the, you know, specific amount of money that was like his most recent bonus, and like that right there is an inside job. Nobody asks for $200,000, whatever it was.
Well, when they did that,
millions.
It just made it look like it was a member of the family.
Exactly. 100%.
Somebody had to fucking know it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll forever think it was the son.
100%.
Somebody, one of them on their death, one's already died.
Yeah, the mom had like brain cancer.
Yeah, the mom's already died, right?
Well, when you know those kind of secrets, that'll fucking kill you, I think.
Well, I mean, they had to. They've had to live with it.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I mean, they've had to live with it. It cannot be.
You know, she had an older brother, right? It was from a kid from a previous marriage. She had an older half brother.
How much older?
Like he was in his 20s at the time. He was in college.
So he wasn't there.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But I mean,
I've never even heard about
the
older brother.
You don't hear about it, so
it's probably
crazy.
Connect with the case, probably.
There's some connections, I think. I don't remember all of them off the top of my head.
I
didn't come prepared for JonBenet, but
I think
I'm here
me
for
either.
It.
But I think on the deathbed of the brother or the father,
mm-hmm.
I think that they have to get somebody's gonna. I say on their deathbed before they die,
mm-hmm.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
But it'll take until somebody's about to go to where nobody associated with it can be prosecuted or held
mm-hmm.
accountable for it. That's got to be something that just the weight. I don't even know if the mom knew about it.
I mean, she had to. It was in her house.
I think the dad could have covered it up for the son.
But you remember, the mom's one that called, and they actually cut off, and they redid, like, the call, and you could hear where she literally, it was as if she was acting. And, you know, she did pageants and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Nothing against some pageant ladies, but we know how those ladies.
I don't
like
pageant ladies.
Nobody
does.
Yeah.
I have a huge problem with sexualizing children.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
the entire goddamn country should,
mm-hmm.
or the world should.
Yeah.
Right.
And you putting makeup on and sexualizing a fucking 5-year old mm-hmm. in a swimsuit.
Yeah. I'm not okay with it.
Fuck
I'm not here
you.
For it. People tell me all the time because my girls are beautiful. I have beautiful children. I'm not gonna lie. I'm partial, but they're beautiful little girls. And people tell me all the time, and I'm like, no. I did one pageant when I was in, like, 10th grade, I think. I didn't even place.
Well, it's so fucked up that people want to do them for the simple fact that we're taught that we're all created equal
mm-hmm.
and that you're supposed to see the inner beauty.
Mm-hmm.
But then the first thing you tell a little girl If a little girl does pageants and she don't fucking win constantly,
right.
That's got to destroy a child's fucking self-esteem.
I mean, have we seen absolutely. Honey Boo Boo? I met her on my birthday.
Did you?
Yeah. It was by chance.
They're not. Oh, you know they're from here.
Yeah.
McIntyre is like 45 minutes away.
We saw them in Milledgeville? No, not
something like that. We happened to stop at a rack room. In Milledgeville.
Yeah, Milledgeville.
That's around McIntyre.
Yeah, there was a rack room outlet. We were on our way to Tennessee for our my birthday trip and to spend time with my dad. And yeah, I mean, it was just, I was like, oh shit, that's Honey Boo Boo.
I feel so fucking bad for that child.
Yeah. Well, that's why I actually spoke to her sister. Everybody was wearing masks though, so I didn't realize it was them. And then I looked at her and I was like, fucking Honey Boo Boo. But I didn't, like, she literally immediately looked down. So I was like, she's not comfortable. You know, she doesn't want to be. So I didn't say anything. And I just.
There's no fucking child that can deal with that shit.
No. And I mean, I don't even know. I think, isn't her mom in jail or wasn't?
Her mom's a fucking just mess.
Well, she was like on drugs and it was.
She was. She's from fucking McIntyre.
I don't know. I'm from Florida. No, okay. Everybody's on drugs in Florida.
I was going to say, goddamn. There's meth. Everyone.
There's meth bathtubs blowing up in our neighborhood all the time.
Yeah, fuck. You can live in the nicest subdivision ever in Florida, and there's a goddamn cartel meth ring right up the road.
Every time. Yep. It's sad.
No, I feel bad for that kid because they made a joke out of her.
100%. And her weight. I mean, it's just awful.
They made a joke out of that girl, and her mama and daddy let it fucking happen. Mm-hmm. And it was for money.
Yeah.
That kid is, I don't even know how old she is now.
I know she's got to be, I don't think she's 18, but I mean, she stands taller than me and, you know, I mean, she's not a small child. Yes,
I'm
going to
look her up. No, they like, if you would have told me, hey, we're going to do a show on Gracie, and I'd be like, okay, what about? And then they would have went into detail with it because I'd have asked a fucking million questions.
100%, yeah.
Honey Boo Boo now. Oh, good God.
She was wearing socks and Crocs, and I was like, girl, you're just feeding into this.
Her mom did some good meth. She lost a shit ton of weight.
Well, I thought she had, like, the stomach staple thing.
She had to. She would have had to have her stomach staple.
Because remember, there was the whole show. It was, like, from not to hot or whatever, and I'm
was she on that?
That was her. It was all about her.
Oh, mm-hmm. Then it's,
and I mean,
she's only Honey Boo was 15.
Yeah, 15, I thought she was a kid. Like, yeah, she was still really underage, young. I thought.
She's a big girl, though.
She, yeah.
I know, she's your math.
That's but a big mama coleslaw right there.
And I ain't got nothing against big folks. I was fucking 300 and something pounds at one point in time in my life. Mm-hmm. But they made a joke out of her.
It was awful.
Like, and now, you know that girl's just got to be like, I'm fucked.
Like what? How do you go get a job? How do you apply to colleges?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hi, I'm Honey Boo Boo.
That is a huge issue. Like,
yeah, everybody knows who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even like when all this shit for me just goes downhill, and it probably will one day. Like, I'm going to have to go apply for a real job again. And it's going to be like, I've listened to your show. You're fucked. I'm not hiring you.
Yeah, I'm.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
That's what they'll say. And I'm cool with it. I've earned it.
I had a talk with my HR department before starting the podcast. And I was like, listen, I got some shit to talk about, and I mean, it's not for the monetary gain. Like, that'd be freaking cool if I could be in that position and, you know, be able to, like, pay off everything and be just loving life every day and just talking bullshit all the time. But I had a conversation with them, and they were like, listen, don't make us want to care about it, and you're good. And I was like, all right, cool. How do I talk about everything?
Well, the second that it would be where they'd care about it would probably mean you were successful, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the double-edged sword there. You might piss them off, but you might be finna monetize it, too, though.
Yeah, yeah.
No, then it's like,
well, you got to take that leap of faith. I mean, we drove up here. That's what that was. You've got to. You know?
I mean, you have to at one point in time, if this is what you want to do, you got to say, I'm fucking in it. Like,
well,
I am in it.
It's not just what I want. I think it was something that, like, I had to do. It was calling on me so much, so heavy on my heart just to talk about those things. And, I mean, it lives on life because it's literally about all these different things in my life, what makes up the things that I've been through, where I've gone, where I am. And,
there you go.
I mean, if it helps one person, I said that in my first episode, if it helps one person, then I am successful. And that's all I want.
I did this is like 5-6 years ago when Bearded Bastard first like blew the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And I got interviewed for something. I can't even remember what it was. I think it was like this little fucking magazine or whatever. And this guy asked me, he's like, what do you want out of all of this? And I'm like, I want to be fucking rich.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. It's like, I want to be fucking rich. Money, man. And then, like, I was like, you know what, man? And I laughed it off, and I was like, I deal with depression, anxiety. I put my stuff out there. I put my good days, put my bad days. Yeah. I put my weight loss I'm going through. I put everything.
It's all
out there.
I know how to do.
And
yeah.
I was like, if it helps somebody, that's cool. And I'll tell you what'll fucking validate all of it, if that's the way you are. Mm-hmm. I share, like, my suicide story and all my stuff all the time. Not because I want fucking people to acknowledge. I want people to know that, hey, 10 years ago, my head was a fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
And I worked through it. Mm-hmm. I worked through it. And now I'm in a very good place to talk about it. I mean, I even host suicide prevention meetings and everything.
That's amazing.
Here.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, when you open up about your story, most people are scared to death to open up about their story because they think you got to put it on social media.
Scared they're
going to
be judged. And
people are going to never fucking happen. First time I ever put my story out there, the amount of love and support that I got and the amount of people that all of a sudden was like, can I talk to you? Like, that's where the money's good. But stuff like that, it changes you. Like, it makes...
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
We were just talking about this at lunch today. I am a cunt. I know the dynamic.
Oh, my God.
I am the world's biggest cynical asshole. Even when that woman who's running for governor came in here.
The woman running for governor?
Her name's Candace Taylor. Like, she's a badass.
She's running against Kemp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's running against Kent. She's trying to unseat.
Well, somebody
Kent
needs to take his damn place anyway.
She's a Republican, so she's trying to unseat Kemp.
Okay.
So he does, but everybody fucking hates Kemp now. Yeah. Like, everybody hates fucking Brian Kemp now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I had to tell this woman, who is super fucking educated, who's an amazing person. She's a Christian. She's all these wonderful things. I had to tell her that if she came in here and I thought she was full of shit, I was going to tell her she was full of shit.
Right.
That's how cynical
as you should.
I am. Yeah, that's how.
I don't think that's a cynical thing. I think that's just being a real person.
It was me prejudging a politician.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Like, it's me thinking that, oh, you know that, like, I have the biggest podcast in Georgia. So you want to come use me.
Yeah.
To get a couple more votes.
Right.
Right.
Like, that's how I thought.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
Nothing.
And
like,
I'd have thought the
yeah.
same.
Yeah, like, it's nothing like it. She's just an amazingly good person.
Well, that's good.
And anyway, so with anything I do, I'm so cynical and I'm so mean, like right off the bat.
You have not been mean to me yet. I'm going to need to see this proof, sir.
Don't be an asshole to me.
don't
make me think you're full of shit.
No.
It's because your nipples are hard.
Stop it. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I wore covers. I'm sorry. It's cold. It's rainy. Please don't let my boss hear this.
Well, make sure you wear a double padded bra at work on Monday. You'll be fine.
We're still work from home. I'm going to be in my pajamas.
Fuck you.
I don't know. Oh my God, what was that noise?
That was a horrible noise.
I'm sorry.
But no, we were talking about it at lunch today. Like, I done got to the point where all these folks that were supposed to be making happy and everything with this, I don't care about them. I don't care about them in the way that they shouldn't care about me either. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to be real to myself.
Right. Yeah.
And if they want to listen to me being real about who I am and the things that I want to talk about, then by all means, come on, listen, be a fan. Mm-hmm. I don't call them fans. I call everybody family that's part of it. We call it the Raising Grace family.
Stop it. I hate
the goddamn word fans.
Yeah.
I think it.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But you like OnlyFans.
I don't like OnlyFans. I hate OnlyFans.
I made $12 because I was not going to show my business on there.
You shouldn't have.
Well, I was like, I'm just going to do it. And like, I'm going to do it from the, you know, I'm trying to lose weight. Y'all want to Venmo me a couple
Didn't
bucks
I
to
talk
buy?
You into doing that?
Stop it. Your full name's.
I mean,
on my
come on, would
on
you?
Too.
Like,
so,
wouldn't you?
I would.
I mean,
I wasn't going to put anything, like, I did not show anything. No. I just did some nice selfies and I was like, listen, if you support a woman just trying to, like, do whatever, you know, because that's the way that because I was like, I am not putting my hoo-ha on the internet.
Well, they say, like, this is the battle that I have with OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Is I've got some people that are in social media that are beautiful, amazing mm-hmm. people with million something followers.
Mm-hmm.
They know that if they were to do one, that they're going to make fucking $1 million
mm-hmm.
in a couple months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you know how fucking hard that is for a person who is just getting by paying their bills?
Right.
To say 3 months' time, I can build a fucking house,
mm-hmm.
buy a new vehicle, all my debt is paid. I got a brand new life. But they won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
If they won't do it, then I just, it's like, I don't mind if people do it if it's a means to an end.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's going to be a career choice for you,
oh no,
mm-mm. I can't handle that. Like, yeah. That's just, you're selling yourself short. There's people that are doing it that are so much more than some fucking nudes.
Yeah, and that's my
but
thing.
But they're only going to be perceived as fucking, that's the girl who put her butthole on the internet.
Yeah.
Moving
yeah.
forward.
And that's why I wasn't going to
no
do
coming
it.
Back from
if
it.
Somebody asked for like a used razor for $5 or $20, whatever.
I'll
send,
sell some goddamn
was,
socks.
Yeah, I was
now.
Down for that. That yeah. was that was my angle. I was like, I am not putting my business out there. I'm not advertising it. If someone comes across and some guy's like, man, I feel sorry for this girl who gained 40 pounds in quarantine. That's cool. I'll send you some socks, man. Whatever. I'd probably send a pair of Christmas
there's some
socks.
Lonely motherfucker in a basement somewhere in the country and people, you know, that would pay for some damn feet pictures.
They will.
Shit.
They're fucking sick. Yeah. There's some sick fucks out there.
Well, I made a whopping $12 and I canceled it. And I was like, this is not my thing.
Because
I'm so much more than that.
I've had so many fucking people been like, why don't you just do it?
Like, but how does it? What?
I know, there's
show?
A guy who I just had on my show. Who's was
the guys do it too? Absolutely. Yeah.
What's his name? It's Jesse Miller. He's big on fucking TikTok. It's Deputy 547 or whatever.
I gotta look him up.
He quit his job as a police officer because of the money he was making.
But what is he? Do I want to know what he was doing?
Even he said on the show, he said he's got one trick.
All
he's got is one. I mean, no, that's what all guys do.
Is it like a Marilyn Manson trick or something where he had some ribs removed?
I'm pretty sure it's just him finishing.
Jesse Miller. Ooh.
I'm
pretty sure that's like his only trick. I mean, that's what I thought I took by it. Was I post a dick pic, got to finish in a video. Like, first off, fuck that shit.
The good Lord
knew not to give me a big dick because I just get in trouble. he knew that I would hurt myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I got short shorts on now because I got thick thighs and I don't like cargo shorts.
Yeah.
But if I had a big old one, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be wearing drawers and all y'all see is tip dangling.
Right.
If I made y'all uncomfortable, that's on y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He knew. He knew what I would do with it.
Right.
I'd have AIDS.
What's up with the sex live video on TikTok, man? Have you seen
that?
Oh, you haven't seen it? Like, everyone's reaction?
You seen the new Netflix sex live
This dude was
series?
In the shower, just long.
This motherfucker had a 12-inch dong just on soft, man. Like,
oh, no.
What the fuck?
I want a video
whenever,
you doing it.
Whenever Martin Luther King said we're all created equal,
dude,
he didn't see a big dick before.
These women got their husbands watching that shit.
Every girl, we say most of them's probably full of shit. Every girl I've ever met been like,
Yeah.
No, he doesn't believe me. And I'm like, babe, like, it is
I watched I watched too much porn in the past. So
I watched nothing but girl on girl for me. Nothing but girl on girl for me.
Something like babies. I mean, really. I mean, no, you can be honest with me. I don't give a fuck. You know, if, my,
no
if it's too small, it's too small.
Drooling
I mean,
over. No,
that there, is. There's some that I know that they're obsessed with it.
Oh yeah,
but I mean, my number is way too fucking.
That's
high.
Like a hot dog in a hallway.
Yeah,
at that
that's
point.
Exactly
I'm
what
okay.
it is. Like, no. And plus. If you go that route, aren't you kind of ruined for everybody else, like the rest of it? Like, if you like that, and then you end up dating a guy who's completely perfect, but he's got a fucking vein of sausage.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden you're like, oh, but I can't feel it in my stomach anymore.
Yeah.
Well, bitch, you probably wasn't supposed to in the first place.
Well, and I you know, I can't. I went to public school. I don't think any of us went to a private school. And, you know, you just learn too much shit out there. Like, there was one girl, she made a comment. She was like, yeah, I could feel him hitting, like, my uterus walls. And I just remember being in, like, 14 or 15 and being like, what the fuck? Why would
that
you,
just
what?
Sounds
like,
painful.
Why? Yeah. I can't.
First off, your guts are in a position they're supposed to be in.
Right.
They shouldn't be rearranged.
Yeah, that is not, no.
This, no, no, no.
Well, she also had a kid her senior year, so we've seen how that worked out for her.
She failed it in her uterine walls.
Yeah. That's what happened.
That's what happens. You fucking... 100% pregnant if you're already in the fucking the amniotic sac with your dick right off the bat.
Yeah, I just feel like a baby, like, ah, I got you.
No. I don't get
I'm
it.
I'm all right.
But with the OnlyFans, like, it's just, I mean, there's been so many people that's been like, why don't you do it? You fucking can make all this money because you got, you know, I got a few folks that listen to me, follow me. And it's like, I just can't.
You should just do videos of you just, like, playing with your beer. And, like, never even show the lower half.
I was going to. There's a guy, and I cannot fucking remember his name or his handle. You know, OnlyFans isn't just, like, nudes. Like, there's people on there to cook.
Right, that's why I wasn't
going to
do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, there is a fetish to where people like to be fucking hollered at. Like, talk shit to. Like,
oh, you could be so good.
Like, degraded. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know what?
I could have insulted a motherfucker for somebody.
I am the king of goddamn roasting fucking idiots.
I'm scared to know.
Let this guy message me and be like, tell me my dick's little. And I was like, that's a little dick. Like, this is the littlest pecker I ever did saw. Like,
you want to see my pecker?
I knew I couldn't take it serious.
Yeah.
Because I think they want you to be like mean to them.
Yeah.
Then I'd have been
laughing,
the whole time.
Yeah.
There's no way I could have got away with it.
You could put it like a disclaimer, like, I also get off because I laugh at degrading people. Like, that's how it works for me.
Yeah. Like,
just throw that in there. Yeah. You're right.
But I just couldn't. I just decided. But I do stuff in politics. I do stuff like I've got hopefully coming up in the next couple of weeks. I've been wanting to do a show. So I had two or three preachers in here.
Okay.
But not for them to preach.
Right.
Just for them to talk about
their
life.
Their views.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
Same.
But I don't believe in organized religion.
Same.
I believe that it is your personal relationship with God is the only thing that matters.
Same.
I don't have to go to church for me to be a Christian.
We're right
That's
here.
Exactly.
There's two or more right here.
I don't. Yeah. Where two or more may gather is church. You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
My big problem with it is, and this is where like, I piss a lot of people off, I don't believe in mission trips either. The reason I don't believe in them is, where were y'all born?
Gainesville, Florida.
I was actually born in California.
Okay, well, I'm glad you converted.
Yeah.
big but time. Either way, it doesn't matter. We was all born in the United States.
Yeah.
What if the town you were born in wasn't the like most thriving town, blue collar to lower income town, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had Muslims come in, and these Muslims wanted to tell you that if you'll follow Allah and the teachings of Allah, that your life will improve.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a different perspective for sure. Yeah.
Okay, so what we've done is we've gone to other countries to spread the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if we'd have been raised in the Middle East, we'd have been Muslims.
Yeah.
We'd have been raised in India, we'd have been Buddhists or whatever it is. Hindus.
Yeah.
Hindus.
Hindus, yeah.
Okay. So my thing with religion is, until the end of the day, you don't know who's right and wrong. As a Christian, I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. That's my faith.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I don't need anybody coming in and telling me their faith is. I don't have a problem with them having their faith.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Christians are really bad about telling you you're wrong for believing what you believe in.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Yeah. I've had that same conversation. My mom was born and raised Pentecostal, hellfire and brimstone. You know what I mean? It was a rough life for her. Yeah. And she said she found out her preacher was making shit up. It wasn't even in the Bible.
Well,
and, you know, that was hard for her to, like...
That fucking is another part of why I don't go to church.
Mm-hmm.
You can have, right now around you, there's probably five different churches in a mile's radius.
Yep. That's all we have, churches and banks.
All right, look at it from this. You got five different churches, five different preachers, but if they're all preaching the same sermon on the same day, mm-hmm. but they all have five different points of views, mm-hmm. they all interpret their scripture how mm-hmm. they see the scripture.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you got five different preachers preaching the same sermon with five different perspectives, mm-hmm. who's right?
I see your point. Yeah,
that's where I have a problem with.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's because you don't have people teaching the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you had everybody teaching the same exact message,
mm-hmm. everybody would
that's
be.
That's fine.
Exactly, yeah.
But that's why churches and shit break up all the time. Mm-hmm. It's because what people are forgetting, when you go to church, you're giving your faith not into God, but into that preacher.
Mm-hmm.
So everything they say, mm-hmm. you're taking as gospel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, the only thing you should be taking as gospel is things that are in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If somebody wants to get up there and they want to change some things,
mm-hmm.
like a lot of people have a problem with the gays.
Mm-hmm.
I love the gays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a fucking gay wedding coming up with two of my real good friends. I can't be happier about it.
Right.
But Christians will be like, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't. Hey, they've got to answer for their shit. Yeah. Exactly. I'm supposed to love every goddamn body.
Yep.
So that's you're telling me just because of their sexual preference, I'm not supposed to love them, but you done got caught committing adultery and all this other shit.
Yeah.
Sin is equivalent. It says that.
Yeah. We're just as bad. I'm going to go back to murder because that's how I live life. We're, for me, having children out of wedlock. I am no better than Ted Bundy.
You're not.
Now, I mean, that's in the eyes of the Lord, but I mean, to us, we can sit here and be like, no, girl, you good. Like, Ted Bundy was really bad, but I mean, it's all equal.
Sin is sin.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sin is a sin.
So, like,
at the end of the day, you need to be a good person, handle your shit, make sure you don't raise assholes.
Well, that's the only common thing between all religions is it's love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Be good to each other, love thy neighbor.
Yeah.
Outside of that, like, a lot of shit gets whatever.
Gets very misconstrued.
Yeah, that's why I don't do it. That's why I can't. I believe that, you know, how I see God is how I'm going to see God. You're not supposed to see him the way I see him. But also, too, I believe that everybody's got their own personal heaven. You can't tell me that if you believe in heaven, that when we get there, that my heaven is the same as your heaven.
Absolutely not.
I believe that heaven for each one of us is our happiest place in life.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see This Is the End? Seth Rogen movie.
Oh, yeah.
So you know how, funny like, they went up, Backstreet Boys? Yep. That's my heaven. I don't think you would agree that being yours.
I'd probably have a good time.
Right. We'd all have fun, but I don't, you know, I agree, for sure.
I don't know what mine would be.
Yeah.
As long as I was, like, with my family.
Just happy, chill, no pain.
Man, that's mine, but it's where, when I get those preachers in here.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, it's not that I want them to debunk my beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want them to just tell me from their point of view because first of all, it's going to be hard to find. I got a guy that I went to high school with and I'm going to ask him to do it. And like maybe one more, but I don't want them to tell me I'm wrong, but I don't want them to tell me I'm right either.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be the same way with them. It's like, just tell me that my difference of opinion matters because maybe it don't. Maybe they like think I'm whatever. I'm crazy. Cause I'm fucking crazy. But I think we all should be allowed to believe in what we want to believe in.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is, you know, we won't call out anybody specifically, but Crystal knew who I'm talking about. You can say one thing, but if you're doing another, like, my thing is, I think people, when they say, oh, you're a Christian, you know, that kind of thing, I think they expect you need to always be 100% right and, you know, do all the things right. We're human. We're not going to do everything right all the time.
Mm.
And I think it's important, you know, I can sit here and say I'm a Christian, I have those beliefs, but I'm not going to say that I'm an example. I'm not an example. I'm going to be the best example I can be for my kids, but that's all I got, you know.
No, like, that's how I am. Yeah. I'm a Christian, but I'm not an example setter.
Yeah, like.
I got some friends that are atheists.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. One of my best friends in this world, she is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And I can't knock it.
Yeah.
No.
My brother is. And I mean, you know, he has his reasons because our mother was raised in, you know, with incorrect knowledge of things. She then turned to Mormon church, which is like, oh God, no offense. But
I fucking still to this day.
It's wild.
I am so fucked up on the Mormon church for two things.
Wild.
South Park fucked me up on it as a kid.
They would. Oh my God.
South Park did an episode on the Mormons. And I took it as gospel. And like, because I fucking love South Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people get on my balls because it's the most immature thing ever. But it's also the most... The thing I love about South Park is the fact that
they
pick on
care.
Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't give everybody equally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I absolutely love that.
It's fucking awesome.
But the second thing is there's a documentary on the Mormons that just came out. Like,
oh, really?
Netflix? Recently.
It's Netflix or Prime.
Okay.
I can't remember. I'll let you know when it's over. There has been so many children. Do you know in the Mormon church that if you were raped as a little girl,
mm-hmm.
you know, if two people don't see it, it didn't happen?
Oh, wow. See, I don't know all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know all the specifics.
Oh,
but...
boy. I didn't either.
Yeah.
One of my buddies, Lee Tucker, got me to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, if a crime is committed in the Mormon church,
mm-hmm.
they don't go to police. No. My bad. I'm sitting here spewing off bullshit. It's Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my bad. That's what it just clicked.
I know a lot about Jehovah's Witness, too, because I liked a boy, and Marsha did not, like, step in as the parental guidance person here, what she should have been. She let me go, and I almost got baptized.
Yeah, you better be glad you didn't.
I was, like, 14. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was so impressionable. There's no reason why that should have been, you know what I mean? Like, it just shouldn't have been allowed. But my brother got baptized in the Mormon church behind her back, and now he is atheist. And I mean, could you blame him with the things that you know, you're
I don't the thing with
taught?
Mormons are so fucking vague to me.
Yeah.
I just don't
absolutely
get Catholics. I mean, it's all supposed to be a branch off of Christianity anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Baptist, so everything's supposed
Same.
To be a branch.
Yeah.
But I don't understand a single fucking thing about Mormons, and they're very complicated, very confusing.
Well, and they're very secretive, but there is like this whole like Mormon TikTok that I am there for. Like,
there's a
whole
fucking Mormon TikTok.
Yes, and I don't know how I ended up
I
on it,
hate
but
TikTok.
I can't help it. I'm obsessed with some of the things. I've learned so much, honestly. Learned wedding DIY hacks.
Is it also like Mormons ain't supposed to like drink caffeine and shit or something like that?
Wait, is that Mormon? Yeah.
Oh,
I think
I'll
your body. Well,
I think
to
so.
You know, they,
it's like you're not supposed to drink caffeine.
Here's how it goes. Before we get into like, well, I mean, I guess we can talk about religion because that's part of the podcast here.
Yeah.
So we're good. But
absolutely.
Yeah. I was like, wait a second, where am I? So Mormons, they, you know, every different, what's the denominations, whatever, they all take a piece of the Bible and they kind of run with it and they work with what. Whoever invented
You're right.
It
was.
Yeah.
That Mormons are also strongly discouraged from drinking soft drinks containing caffeine.
Yep.
But the thing is, I think whoever kind of started that creation, I don't remember who the guy was that said, oh, Michael came down with this book and thus was
John
Mormons.
Smith.
Yeah. Of course it fucking was.
It's John Smith.
Pocahontas.
The only
bullshit.
Reason I know that is South Park.
I said Pocahontas, but anyway. But I think most religions take a piece of the Bible and they kind of run with it, right? Your body's a temple. You shouldn't do this and that and the other.
You almost That's, got it right.
Yeah.
You almost got it
almost?
Right.
Almost? Okay. Tell me.
It's not a religion took a piece of the Bible. It was someone took
a piece
of the
and
Bible.
Made. Yeah.
And then it turned into a religion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's where all this shit is so fucked up to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Lake City, there was like this whole cult following. Like, but the
My
guy.
My sister's in a cult.
What?
There's an episode of the show.
Stop
if you go back
it.
And listen to. My sister was an addict.
Oh.
Very bad off.
Mm-hmm.
Very bad off. 6 years younger than me. And she either went to prison or jail, or she almost did. I can't remember. She's on the run for the law for a long time. Like, bad the fuck off.
Oh, my God.
She's a good person now.
Mm-hmm.
But she came out. She went to a rehab center.
Mm-hmm.
The rehab center turned into where she ended up becoming house mother there.
Hmm.
But now... They're closed off to fucking everybody. She's got kids there. It's very cultish.
Yeah.
Very fucking
Waco
Yeah, well, they don't even let, like, me and her, we don't have a good relationship anyway.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But when I first opened the studio, she and her kids came here along with the rest of my family, all this stuff. It was probably around Thanksgiving. And anyway, her son loves sports. Mm-hmm. Our family, my sister wasn't an athlete, but, like, I was, my daddy was, my daughter is. We encourage fucking, you learn so much from sports. Mm-hmm. We encourage
100%.
You being in athletics, regardless if you suck or not.
Mm-hmm.
You learn so many life lessons from sports. And her son is actually a good little ball player. Like, he's probably 8-9 years old, and he's got some potential.
Mm-hmm.
So she was talking about something, and she's like, yeah, we're not letting him play sports anymore because it takes away from God. And I'm like,
What
the fuck? Yeah, they won't let him play sports. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And like, she goes into detail, and I brought it back to Tim Tebow. Mm-hmm. I was like, Tim Tebow could be the second coming. Like, joking around, I know he's not the Messiah.
Right.
But Tebow could be the fucking second coming, and he takes every opportunity on a national stage
to pray.
To
say thank you, God.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, how is
taking
that taken
away
from
it? Taking fucking pray before a damn ball game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, if your son gets real good at sports, he can do the same thing.
Right.
He's like, no, that's not going
to
happen.
You have to use whatever avenue you have, you know what I mean? Like, just like me reaching out to you. Like, obviously, you're way more popular than I am. So I was like, why not shoot my shot, have that conversation, and, you know.
I don't think I'm way more popular. I think that.
Yeah, more experience.
It's more experience.
Yeah.
I think that there's been people that you can tell that can be good at this.
Mm-hmm.
And people that you can tell that's like, you kind of don't need to do this. Like, and I'm that guy. When I first started doing this.
Please don't say that on this recording. Tell me after.
No, you have
don't
a good
break
voice.
My heart.
You have a good voice for this, and you're good at banter.
Oh, thank you.
You're good. You would probably be very
slap
good
hands.
At this. Air five. I had to have the conversation with myself when I first started this that one of the things I hated in radio was you have to tell artists that their shit's good regardless if you think it's good or not.
Because
it's associated with your fucking paycheck.
True.
So, like, I can't stand certain types of music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was where I had to be fake in certain moments of my life. I'm not fucking doing that again.
Yeah.
So I've told artists that have came in here, that have done the show and everything. I've not looked. I think you're an amazing writer.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a performer.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get a pub deal. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to get like a record deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the same way with people that want to do podcasts.
Right.
If I don't think you're going to be worth the shit,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I obviously wouldn't tell you on here and just like pop your fucking bubble.
Yeah, I was like please tell me
asshole.
Afterwards if I suck at life.
You can tell.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a certain, like, I'll be real with you.
Yeah.
You told me a little bit about your story. I didn't want to talk about your fucking story. I wanted to go back and forth to see if you were going to be any good at this.
Right.
And then if the listener wanted to hear about your story,
we'll do it.
They can either can come back and do an episode, or they can tune into your podcast.
Appreciate
and listen
you, sir.
To your story.
We're not going to pick up the bathroom sound on here
I
right now,
care.
Are we?
You
okay.
Realize all the fucked up noise that gets picked up in here?
I have not yet.
Can you really hear that?
I don't know if you can or not.
Pee break number one.
These
everyone.
These mics are fucking good,
okay,
but
good.
I don't know. If it gets picked up, it got picked up for 30 seconds.
All right.
But no, like. That's why when you first sat down and I said, give me the meat and potatoes before we turn the mics on, and you were long-winded.
I was like,
okay, she's good at talking, so you can tell a story, but let's just give
me the curveballs.
You
got to
give all these listeners a tip. Like,
right.
If you would have gave them your whole story on here,
mm-hmm.
then they have no reason to go listen to your show.
True. Very true.
I'm very smart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very good at this.
Yeah.
But
we'll
you seem like you're going to be. You seem like you're going to be. A couple notes for you. I mean, we're still recording, by
the way.
Down.
That's fine.
Couple notes. Don't try to do the show by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that you're good enough to do a show by yourself. I'm not.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. It is
Joe
hard.
Rogan
yeah.
is still behind us, and he's not doing shows by himself.
Right.
I've done one show out of like 110 by myself, and it was to solely tell my story because it needed to be told by itself.
Right.
Besides for that, you will get your best shows off of people who you did not think was going to be a good show. Because
that makes sense.
You just end up vibing. You end up like, there's been people that's came in here and it's like, oh, this is going to be amazing. And then it's like, you are boring.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people that's never shot a gun end up being the very best at a shooting range. Yep.
Yeah,
like, I had a guy stop talking to me because I was a better shot than him.
Like, I literally, I went through the Correctional Academy, and this lady has never shot a weapon in her life, and she came out the top first in our class as the best shooter.
That's a classy bitch.
You know why? You don't overthink it.
Nope.
That's why. You ever seen like a Major League Baseball? I don't know if y'all are baseball fans.
Yep.
I used to be.
You ever seen a rookie come up in the ninth inning and pitch hitting for the pitcher or whatever? He ends up dropping a bomb. And it's like one of his first couple of bats, and he's just not shook.
Because
he doesn't know to be shook yet.
Right.
You're kind of oblivious to the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's how when you do something like this, you got to be kind of oblivious to it.
Yeah.
I got a buddy who's a complete dumbass, Cody Wiggins. You are one of my best friends in this world. I love you and your family. He did this show. I thought it was going to be fucking terrible.
And it was good?
Yeah, this is like childhood friend. Mm-hmm. Known him since the day I was born.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, God damn, I'm going to have to do this episode with him. And I'm going to have to carry this, and it's going to be bad. And he fucking killed it.
That's awesome.
And my daddy was the same way. Mm-hmm. My daddy, the cult episode that I was telling you about.
Oh, man.
My dad and he's like my brother, Lee Tucker. Mm-hmm. We all did it together. It's very funny. But, like, my dad surprised me.
Yeah.
And it's just people who, if you're good at having a conversation, and you can just, these bitches are invisible. Right. These mics are invisible.
I've just been staring at your face. I hope that's not weird.
No, that's what you have to do. I make eye contact, unless I'm checking my phone, I make eye contact with whoever I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to act like these fucking mics are not there.
Yeah.
This is just people talking.
Right.
It's just getting the information out, pointing them where you want them to go, joking, having a couple fucking laughs. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
This isn't hard. Now, if you can't carry a fucking conversation with somebody, or you're a one-trick pony and all you can talk about is, like, I'm not...
Murder.
Yeah, murder. Don't just talk about fucking murder.
It's a struggle. But I do enjoy it.
Yeah. You also probably... watch true crimes and all that stuff, but you probably watch 20 different other types of shows too.
I can't really watch it as much as I can listen to it.
She is a Yellowstone fan, so
God, Rip. I need to know what happened. I'm so upset.
You want me to ruin Rip for you?
What? As a person? What are you going to do?
It's the dude off of Fast and Furious.
Not Fast and Furious.
Dazed and Confused.
That's the more important movie.
He was on like the first
movie.
Or second movie of Fast and Furious.
Nobody cares about Fast and Furious.
He played the bad guy. You remember he played the drug dealer? I can't remember his name.
Maybe he did.
He did. Yeah, he was in like a he was in like an awful Miami Vice white suit. Nobody cares about Fast and Furious. It is Dazed and Confused all the
time. It was literally like the first or second movie of the series.
It might be the Tokyo.
Yeah,
no, it's not Tokyo.
It was
it's the one where they were in Miami with Eva Mendes or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
And then he had like the guy's freaking pinky finger with the ring.
Biggest liberal piece of shit ever.
Really?
Rip.
No way.
The character, the guy who plays him.
What the fuck?
Don't
you have some kind of like ginger power where you can like speak to him on a different level and like change his life?
No. It'll make me mad when I see people like drooling over him because his character, that's a goddamn man.
You damn right.
You got a fucking man.
Damn right.
That's what every man is that is a country
a bad
boy
motherfucker,
or whatever.
Dude.
You're like, you know what? That's what the fuck I want to be like.
Exactly.
Right there. That's my fucking guy.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go look at his social media and you're like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even want to look at his social media.
I looked at it once.
I haven't looked at it.
Or once or twice.
Ignorance is
like,
bliss at this
it's
point.
It's like, ugh, why?
Mm.
Why, motherfucker?
Well, he's been in movies and stuff. He's from California. I mean, I don't know if he's from California, but I'm sure he's lived over there.
Kevin Costner's like the real fucking deal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he don't play.
I fucking love Kevin Costner, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Or like my two
shit crazy, but I love
Mel Gibson. You know, they just filmed the new movie in Valdosta. Oh my God, what the fuck is that called?
Yeah, we were supposed to be in it and then we went to the beach.
Fuck.
What
is it called? I gotta look it up, man.
Who is it? Who's in it?
It's Dude, I can't
Kevin
tell
Kevin Costner, the blonde chick from The Girl Next Door.
No. We're talking about the new movie from Bandit. That was filmed. Yeah, Bandit. Yeah. That's what it's called, Bandit. Yep. It's
got Mel Gibson. We were supposed to be in it.
Mel Gibson, the dude from Transformers. The dude, Josh.
Fergie's husband.
I know you're talking about.
Dumel.
Yeah.
And then the blonde chick from The Girl Next Door that was like really hot.
She's hot.
Yeah.
She played The Ranch. You ever seen The Ranch on Netflix?
Yeah, which also.
The blonde chick.
I mean, Danny Masterson.
I know who she is.
Like,
yeah, his girlfriend. The high school sweetheart.
Yeah, the pregnant one. No, she's grown.
Yeah, she plays in it.
You know why Mel's not in any big movies anymore?
He likes to direct, right?
Yeah, but he's. You got to watch. Like, this is one of my favorite things, like the behind the scenes shit. Like, I'm big on that stuff.
Mm hmm.
Every time somebody does a Christian movie, they two things happen. And it's so fucking weird. You either just completely lose your fucking mind. He did Passion of the Christ, right? He's the director.
Yeah. That's right.
They made us watch that at youth camp.
Like, I've never watched it. I won't watch it.
I don't want to watch it anymore.
I actually enjoyed that movie. Like, I really
it's so
did. I mean,
awful.
It's
so sad.
Well, I mean, it's
I don't.
Truth.
I know, but I'm like, I don't want to.
I mean, that's the thing.
Well, all
I don't wanna
Jesus
relive
movies
it.
Are the same.
Yeah,
you know, it's the same.
I just don't want to. I mean, we know,
but
and I just don't want to live
line,
it.
You know,
what happens with anybody who profits off of those things, they lose their shit. Like, in a very, very bad way. I don't think that unless you are a Christian, that you're supposed to profit off of God.
Nope.
Mel Gibson, if you go look at his stuff, like afterwards, he had a mental breakdown. He's had several mental fucking breakdowns. Shia LaBeouf, really like him.
Blessing.
There's a movie called Fury. I don't ever see it. It's called Brad Pitt in it. They're in a tank the whole time.
Oh, yeah, Fury.
Wrong. He plays a preacher, Christian, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And he dove deep into Christianity for this. After that movie, he lost his fucking mind.
He did.
He's still crazy.
There's several actors that when they do something like that, they're never. Joaquin Phoenix.
I met his sister. They're from around our area, kind of.
That's cool. When you do that, when you dive that deep into it, it fucks you up.
Yeah.
It's weird.
We
kind of like you're being punished or something.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. But that's why Mel, you don't see him in like big blockbusters.
I never saw him in Valdosta. I saw Josh what's his name?
Dumel?
Or something.
Fergie's hot husband.
I got it right here. It's Duhamel. Duhamel.
Duhamel.
I ain't good at pronouncing words.
No, we were just talking about this because we know someone who.
But look up the Bandit 2021. That's why
I'm looking it up.
Yeah.
We know somebody who like was given a vehicle and all of a sudden was like in charge of some things at a church. And you know, my thing is like, You can be a pathological liar and you can believe your own shit because you tell it enough. And I get that. I've dated plenty of them. It's a textbook thing. But you want to start lying to some godly people that are like truly godly people? That's some tenfold shit coming back on you. And I'm just not going to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Like, that's my thing.
Yeah, when you start playing with certain things.
Yeah.
You don't bring a Ouija board
into your house and you don't lie to some Bible thumping people.
I'm cool with the Ouija board.
Nope. I seen a movie one time when I was younger. I didn't monitor the TV.
I don't get what the hell the damn Ouija board is.
I mean, you got to think about it. You already believe, if you're a Christian, you believe in angels and demons, right?
Yeah, but I ain't opening that door.
That's all a ghost is.
I don't want to open that door, though.
That's all a ghost
I ain't inviting
is.
Either one of them. I ain't trying to take the gamble. That's a 50-50 gamble I don't want.
How many times in your life could you? A basic white girl. I already know you are. How many times in your life you said that was my guardian angel or I had a guardian angel with me?
Once.
Okay. Well, even that one time.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what happened.
If you're cool with guardian angels, you got to be cool with the demons around you too. You got to learn how to dance.
So I was full blown 9 months and holding pregnant, had my other daughter in the back seat in her little, I can't even think what they're called, a car seat. And I ran a stop sign because I didn't see it. And I tell you what, my foot was still on the gas and my car came to a complete stop and this other car came whizzing by. Now tell me that wasn't some divine intervention right there.
I'm sure it
was. It had to have been. It wasn't my time.
I also don't believe anything's a mistake.
No, it wasn't my time.
Even when y'all go listen to her podcast, like even the mistakes and stuff we go through,
It's you a have, lesson
You got
learned.
Two choices when something bad happens to you. Mm-hmm. You can view it as a failure, mm-hmm. or you can view it as a learning experience.
100%.
The smarter people in this world mm-hmm. view their stuff as a learning experience. Mm-hmm. I used to look like something bad happened to me as a failure.
Yeah.
And I was a negative person. The second I realized that stuff was happening for me and mm-hmm. not to me,
mm-hmm.
everything changed. You just got to have a positive outlook yeah. on that type of shit.
I wouldn't be where I am, who I am. I mean, I have a tattoo that literally says, everything I'm not made me everything I am. And I know that's so basic, but like...
Yeah, I would have figured it said that.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I just... It's such the truth for me.
No,
it's my truth.
But it is the truth.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. my... It's, yeah.
I mean, you literally, you know, I say it so fucking much. Your pain has a purpose,
mm-hmm.
but you have to be smart enough to realize mm-hmm. that maybe that purpose isn't what you want it to be sometimes.
Well, I've been in an abusive relationship, and I've had some girlfriends that were too, and, you know, we've had that conversation of, what do I do? How do I do this? Blah, blah. You will only eat enough until you're full, mm-hmm. and then you will pick it up, and you'll figure it the fuck out, and you will get out of there come hell or high water.
Some women do. Some women don't.
And bless them. Yeah. That's one reason why I was like, let's talk about it. I want to create this community with my podcast. Let's talk about it. If you're there, my very first episode is The Spirit Murders. Like 15 miles from my front door, this guy killed his daughter and her 5 kids. I just got chills. It was awful. But she went back because she had nowhere else to go. She didn't know of the resources available. I had to use different resources when I was still a single, you know, mom. And I mean, I still, for all intents and purposes, I am a single mom. Yeah, he's here and we're going to get married and we're going to do the dang thing. Don't roll your eyes at me, sir. But, you know, we're gonna do it. But, I mean,
yeah, I got this.
I still had to do that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
What other
and it's
episodes
hard.
Have you done?
So I think I have like 10 or 11. And, I mean, I talk about my anxiety a lot because it's hard. And I refuse to medicate myself. I don't want to do it. It's not hindering my life.
Unless it's Adderall.
Unless it's hindering my life, and at the end of the day, it's not yet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still good. I'm a little stressed out, but I have my outlet. I have the podcast. And I tell them, listen, you may not get one this week. I'm sorry. Anxiety's a bitch. But if you're here for me and you're here with that, that's going to happen. But I know consistency is super important.
You have to.
Yeah.
That is huge.
But I wanted to set that, you know, because sometimes I'm not okay. I do have 2 kids. I got to deal with my own shit. I'm working 3.5 jobs counting a podcast. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm here to do the dang thing, and I'm not going to give up. And I don't want anybody else to give up. And that's it.
Perfect fucking ending. Tell them again where they can find you, your podcast, but also your social media.
Everything is Libs on Life, and that's Libs with a Z. No spaces. Come find me. Slide into my DMs, and let's have a conversation.
Well, thank y'all. I appreciate you coming
thank
to the show.
You. Thank you.
All right. Well, folks, thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. We will catch y'all next time.